Before we can discuss why people bully, we need to have a clear understanding of what bullying is. Some consider bullying to be purposeful attempts to control another person through verbal abuse, which can be in tone of voice or in context, such as teasing or threats, exclusions or physical bullying, or violence which the victim does not want. While some ties the feature of peer abuse and repeated activity into the definition of bullying, others acknowledge single instance and age difference in the definition of bullying. Bullying occurred in schools, workplace, in homes, on playgrounds, in the military, in the nursing home, for example. So these are some of the places and some of the things. Now, why do people bully? There are a variety of reasons why people bully. There may be cultural causes of bullying in a culture that is fascinated with winning power and violence. Some experts suggest that it is unrealistic to expect that people will not be influenced to seek power through violence in their own lives. Researchers point to the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, as a glorification of bullies in the name of entertainment, and point out that the high rate of domestic violence means that many young people grow up expecting that violence is an acceptable way to get what you want. So what we see around us has a big impact. Then you have institutional causes. If the institution at which the bullying takes place, whether the home, the school, or the workplace, does not have high standards for the way people treat each other, then bullying may be more likely or may be prevalent and have an influence on why people bully. Another possible reason, social issues, the fact that one gets more social recognition for negative behavior than for positive ones can also contribute to the reason why people bully. Situations, comedies, and reality television, as well as real-life situations in school, for example, show that acting out is more likely to get noticed than behaving one's self civilly and courteously. Jealousy or envy and lack of personal and social skill to deal with such feelings can also be a reason why people bully. There may be family issues. Families that are not warm and loving and in which feelings are not shared are more likely to have children who bully, either within the family, home, or in other locations in which the children meet each other. Another home environment that is prone to producing bullies is one in which discipline and monitoring are inconsistent or a punitive atmosphere exists. The bullies' personal history, children who experience social rejection themselves are more likely to pass it on to others. Children who experience academic failure are also more likely to bully others. Then having power, some research indicate that the very fact of having power may make some people wish to yield it in a noticeable manner, but it's also true that people may be given power without being trained in the leadership skills that will help them yield it wisely. Either situation can contribute to why people bully. Provocative victims, people who are annoying, condescending to others, and or aggressive verbally or in other ways that are not picked up by those in authority, may contribute to the dynamic that can be characterized as bullying by one individual, but actually grows out of a provocation by another individual. So these are some of the reasons. There may be other reasons also. It may well be that people can direct frustration, hurt, anger, and difficulty at home or in the class to you by bullying. That may be a reason. Lack of attention from friends, parents, teachers can make a person bully just to feel popular and seen as though they are cool or in charge. Some kids have learned to bully from others, parents, brothers, sisters, friends. They have seen them getting their way by being angry or pushing other people around. They believe that by putting fear in you, they will have the best shot at everything in school or in your neighborhood. Some people also do that because they are victims themselves. Bad upbringings at home can make people insensitive to other people's feelings and emotions. They are happy to see their classmate depressed, sad, and hurt. And there's no running away from the fact that we have exposed our kids to the television, to cartoons, to films, to movies, to games. And a lot of this is all violence. A lot of it is all violence because there's no good stories, really. So watching all of this, what it does is it makes this the norm. Children see this. and they usually try it out themselves on those who appear to be smaller and weaker, and that is how you have the situation of bullying. These are some of the points, and there may be reasons, while for others, some people are bullied for no particular reason. So there may be reasons, there may be not no reasons at all. Some are bullied simply because they look like they are weakling, that they won't be able to stand up for themselves. So these are some of the points that we need to keep in mind. The reason why we share this with you is that we can reflect on the issue very deeply and look at preventative ways so we don't have a repeat of what had transpired in the United Kingdom. And when there are problems, there needs to be intervention. You need to early detect, at an early stage, detect some of those problems so that you have intervention at an early stage.